is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, all kinds of interesting things to talk about tonight. In fact, our website is loaded up with very interesting content created by listeners like you. It's there because somebody like you, maybe even you, went to our website at freetalklive.com, took the time to take what it was that you were looking at online that you thought was pretty interesting, and input it into our website so others can see it and vote on it, whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
All right, so Sam, you're here tonight from ObscureToTruth.com, and you are excited about silver. I asked before we started the show, what are we talking about tonight? Silver was what was on your mind. Why?
Man, there is a lot of news that has come out in the alternative media in the last just 2 weeks that I think is really, really alarming. If you have been on the fence about buying silver,
I've been on the fence.
After hearing this, I think you're going to be running to the computer to order it or to your local coin shop.
Well, I'm not on the fence. I just don't have enough money to buy as much as I'd like to have. I mean, I'm of the opinion you really can't have too much. I'm also a little concerned about a silver bubble. It seems like every time you start getting really sure that something's going to continue, that's when you get popped, you know?
Okay. Well, you know,
I
think if that's the opinion that people have, I think those are the folks that are going to be looking back going, man, do you remember when silver was double digits? That Sam guy. He told me we should buy it, and I thought, no, that's ridiculous. We don't need silver. It's a bubble. Let me tell you, it is not a bubble. Things are happening. So a couple stories. One comes out of Switzerland. This is a guy who his client had a ton of gold in a Swiss bank. This is a named account.
By a ton, you mean 2,000 U.S. pounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it goes into troy pounds.
Metric tons or something. Okay.
Rather than the
gotcha.
Regular pound.
Whole bunch of gold.
We're talking about $40 million at current prices.
I just wanted to make sure you weren't being, just sort of hyped.
No, I'm not saying a ton of gold, like a bunch. A literal ton. And this is in a named account. So there are named accounts where, these are for the rich people, and there's allocated is the other name for that I've heard used, and then unallocated. And now in the unallocated account, that's like, what you or I would buy. If we buy 50 ounces at a brokerage, they're not going to put that on a shelf in the vault with the name Ian Freeman on
it.
You know, you're going to be in the nobody pool.
Yeah.
And so,
you think they're actually going to have the stuff in a vault if we buy it?
Well, they're supposed to, but that's what we're going to get to. That's the second story.
We're talking about J.P. Morgan here?
Not yet.
Okay.
Now we're over in Switzerland right now. So this guy has a ton of gold in the Swiss bank in an allocated account, meaning they're supposed to have this sectioned off in the vault. And he called up and said, you know what, I'm going to move it. I'd like to come in here in a few days and pick up my gold, and I'll arrange for transport and so forth. Because, you have to get an armored car and so forth because you're moving $40 million.
Now, how long ago was this?
This was, the story came out about 2 weeks ago. This happened in the last month.
Okay.
So the bank said, oh, no, you can't do that.
You can't come get your gold.
Right.
A guy with a ton of gold was told he can't move it.
He can't move it. So then he got his lawyers involved, and they started writing letters, and they're still saying, no, you can't pick it up yet. And
is this a fine print on the account they're going to claim?
No. He has audit rights and everything, and they're telling him, no, you can't get your gold. And they kept stalling and kept stalling until eventually he said, all right, that's it. Either I'm going to get my gold or I'm going to Reuters, and I'm going to let them know that your bank will not turn over my gold, and which would cause a panic.
Mm-hmm.
And so right after that, that's when they finally let him come in and pick up his gold. But that transaction, that whole delay took 30 days.
Wow.
For a multimillionaire to pick up gold that's in an allocated account that's supposed to be sitting in the vaults, clearly it wasn't there, and they had to scramble to get it.
Now, this is good news for him, because that gold's actually gone up in the last 30 days.
Right.
But you can imagine how scary this is. Wait a minute. I thought I was paying you people to hold a ton of gold for me. oh, you're lying to me. Okay. I mean, what else could it be?
Well, who expects somebody to come and claim a ton of gold? And they figured they could get away with it, right? That they could just do whatever they wanted with it.
Bankers have been doing since time began.
But yeah. It's worse than that because, you know, this is a big Swiss bank. They wouldn't release the name of it or anything because it's confidential and so forth. But they have other allocated accounts. Why didn't they pull from one of those? And it may be because they don't really have any gold.
Yeah, it does seem odd. I mean, you've got all these allocated accounts that, you know, all this gold is sitting in a vault waiting on all these different people. One guy comes in. Why in the world wouldn't you give him his ton of gold right out of your, these other guys won't come in. Just give him his ton of gold and shut him up.
So who published the story? It wasn't Reuters.
No, this came out from, I believe it was Jim Wilder, who's one of the financial analysts who is like a Peter Schiff type character of that sort of magnitude. Mm-hmm. He knows his stuff. He's got insiders. This is one of his friends or clients or associates. He's seen the paperwork, but he's not allowed
to. It's a personal connection from the guy who announced the story.
Correct. Okay, story number two. We move to Canada. Now, that the gold story about Switzerland came out about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. So then the 30 days before that is when it transpired. Mm-hmm. Story number two. This is in the Canadian Mint. A couple guys, father and son, both have gold and silver, again, in allocated accounts. And they were getting a little concerned with some of these stories floating around, so they went into the...
You said the Canadian Mint or Canadian Bank?
I'm sorry. This is one of the Canadian banks.
Okay.
It's where the Mint store is supposedly storing most of their gold and silver. This is where a lot of the commercials are keeping their gold and silver. So this is a huge warehouse, mm-hmm. stockpile of these precious metals. And they decided that, you know, we're going to go in and audit. So they
meaning the customers,
the father and son, gotcha. Yeah, who have allocated accounts just like the guy in Switzerland. And they show up with two auditors and they say, hi, we're here to audit my gold. Now, this is in their contract.
Did they give them any kind of warning?
No.
Okay.
Did not.
It was in their contract. Presumably they could do this.
It's in their contract. Yeah. Very. And there was stories a couple months ago about some billionaires out of Saudi Arabia and so forth who have men on the inside who are tracking the COMEX and the LBMA, the London Metal Exchange, shipments of precious metals, and they were going in with raid teams to basically seize the gold because it's in their contract that they can audit at any time because they have allocated accounts, and it turns out the banks were screwing them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, the shortage of stories are coming out more and more. Well, these guys, they were told, no, you can't come in. I'm sorry. And they're like, well, what are you talking about? These are auditors. They're here to do an audit. We're here to see the gold that you're keeping on my behalf. And eventually they were allowed in. Now, once they got in...
The same day?
I believe it was a day or so later.
Okay.
Once they got in, the auditors found out that in the unallocated accounts, the gold and silver in reserve was zero.
Hmm.
In the allocated accounts, their gold and silver...
1%?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Theirs was gone. Now, there was, they said, Eric Sprott, who set up this PSLV. Remember I told you guys about SLV and GLD, which are the...
These are like stock investing kind of
ETFs.
Things?
ETFs, yeah. It's basically you go buy a stock and it buys you some portion of gold.
Right. Imagine gold, right? They tell you that you own gold, but...
Paper gold.
It doesn't really exist.
Yeah, these are the derivatives that the head of the CFTC came out a couple months ago and said that the paper markets trade at 100 times the physical markets.
Meaning there are 100 times as much volume being bought and sold than actual hard gold.
There's 100
times as much paper
ounces for every 1 ounce of physical that actually exists.
I've heard numbers like that.
Right, and we talked about that before with the J.P. Morgan was caught red-handed doing that, right?
Well, they're out like 3.3 billion ounces.
I know you've got more. We'll come back and talk about that here in a moment at 800-259-9231. What have you heard as well regarding the gold and silver situation? What's the word out on the street, if you will? 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. The price is pretty high right now, but some say it could go a lot higher. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I think it's safe to say that we Americans are addicted to caffeine and sugar. Everywhere you look, there are gourmet coffee shops, so-called energy drinks, and there's sugar, 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 sugar. And what do these stimulants really do for you? They make you feel jittery and nervous. And at the end of the day, they have a crash effect when they wear off. If you want to get off this merry-go-round of stimulants for good, I will tell you what I tell all of my clients. Get the proper amount of omega fatty acids in your diet. Omega fatty acids feed your heart and your brain and your body. A great source of these energy-supporting omega fatty acids is the acai berry. And the company Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains 24,000 milligrams of this wonderful fruit in every tasty and nutritious serving. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice from Genesis Today, and you'll be getting what you need for a healthy and energized body.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and SuperTarget locations.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. The number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Our wiki is there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Wiki. freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
I'm tired about reading about the loss of liberty. Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. It's Progress, a novel by Charles Stample. You can order a copy from Amazon or for a free PDF of part one write progressanovel@gmail.com. That's progressanovel@gmail.com. Experience the libertarian revolution. And I've read this book, and we're actually working on it a second time, and I think it's an awesome read. Not to mention that it may very well turn into a movie sometime in the future. It's Progress a Novel. Go get it at amazon.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about silver. Of course, the price is hovering around $30 at the moment, 29 something, 28, whatever. I'm not sure the exact close was today.
I saw it last at 29.44.
And, of course, man, I'm not that old, and I can remember when it was $9, and some people can remember it much much lower than that. And it certainly seems the general trend over time is for it to go up, and I'm one of those people that's been on the fence. I've got a little bit of extra money that I've got, and I do want to put some in silver, but, you know, the price is so high. Is it going to go down? Maybe it'll dip down. And indeed, it dipped to like 26. I should have bought it then. Now it's back up again.
Right now. It's not dipping to 20, Ian.
It's just right. It's so hard, right? I mean, it's so hard to look at that and see it. And I don't even consider myself a buyer for investment purposes, but still in the back of my mind, that still hits me like, but it could go down. But it's usually going to go up. And typically it does as the currency devalues. I mean, historically, gold and silver have held their value, and this is what you really have to remember about them, is despite all the scary thoughts that'll go through your head, and I'm subject to it, that you look at the past and you take something like an ounce of gold, for instance, and you find that an ounce of gold bought a fine suit of clothes hundreds of years ago, and 100 years ago, and 50 years ago, and 20 years ago. Today, an ounce of gold will still buy you a fine suit of clothes. Like, the gold has held its value. The amount denominated in dollars has gone up significantly over time, but that's because the dollar is losing value, and gold and silver and such are being compared against it. So it's been a very good store of value. It will always generally hold your value through inflationary times. And that's, for me, the reason to buy those things. And you're giving us some interesting reasons here tonight as well, that there's some serious problems with the banking system out there and what they're saying about gold and silver and what they're actually doing.
That's right. And the Fed, actually, now that Ron Paul has taken over as the head of the chair of the committee that's regulating the Federal Reserve, and Bernanke and so forth, they have since been slowly sort of releasing these things where they came out about a month ago, I think, and said, oh, yeah, we loaned billions of dollars to foreign banks and institutions.
Foreign central banks.
Well, the latest revelation that they came out with last week was, oh, yeah, the commercials get together and manipulate the precious metals and commodities markets. So they've admitted that they're doing this kind of shorting and so forth. Now,
so one of the ways they do that,
to J.P. Morgan.
Before you get back, well, that's what I wanted to touch on, just to clarify, make sure I'm clear on this. I'm not a monetary expert. So one of the ways they're manipulating the price is by flooding the market with essentially paper gold and silver that doesn't even exist. Because if people are going to be buying what they think is gold and silver, but it's not actually gold and silver, that's a manipulation of the market price, isn't it?
They're taking a short position. They're short and long. Long is where you're buying the stock or you're buying the commodity and you own it and you take possession of it in some cases. Shorting is where you're selling it. And there's two types of shorts. You can do a covered short where I say I own 100 ounces of silver in my vault or in my brokerage account, and then I want to offer a contract for sale for someone to buy that in the future, say a month from now. If you want to pay me $100, I'll sell you the silver at $40 an ounce. Well, if it's $50 an ounce, you're going to want that. But if it's $35, you're not going to want it because you can go buy it at $35 instead of the $40 that I'm offering it for. Mm-hmm. But because I'm taking that risk, you're paying me the $100. That's how options work.
I see.
Now, that's a covered short. There's a naked short, which is what J.P. Morgan is doing, and that's where I'm selling you silver that I don't have in reserve, but I'm just selling you the paper, the promise to buy, to deliver that 100 ounces or 200 ounces of silver to you if you want to, claim the contract because it's, quote, in the money.
Which people have been trying to do. They've been trying to get a hold, billionaires have been trying to get a hold of their gold, and it hasn't been there.
That's a little different than this. What Chase has been doing is sort of rolling over their options. So when those options come due, they go out and buy more contracts, more futures contracts, and so forth. They've also allegedly been trying to corner the copper market to make up for it. So there's a lot of manipulation there that's going on that's going to really, things are starting to come unglued.
I'm uncertain of what you're saying here. How is it different? You told a story in the first segment of the show about this billionaire who wanted to get his gold, a ton of gold, out of a bank that was supposedly holding it for him. He went there. They, you know, dicked around with him and made him wait 30 days until he finally was able to get his hands on it.
Right.
Presumably, they were shuffling things around in the background in the meantime to make it possible. Whereas you've got J.P. Morgan and these other banks that are selling gold on paper that they don't actually have.
Right.
That's pretty much the same thing, right?
They're two completely different issues. So in the case of J.P. Morgan, they're creating what are called derivatives. I mean, this is why the housing market crashed and everything else is sort of crumbling around, because they've created all these derivatives. So right now, the market, the $26 or the $30 an ounce silver price that's current represents 3.3 billion ounces that have been created through these derivatives that don't actually exist in the physical marketplace. So if what happens then, because they're naked and they don't have the silver to cover their contracts, if those contracts land in the money and people want to start taking delivery of them, then they have to go out and buy that silver to cover their position.
Which will increase the price.
Because, now all of a sudden you've got these people demanding their gold. It's, say, instead of $30, it's $40 or whatever.
But the similarity between the two is you've still got two customers who are out their gold. That the banks have to scramble. Either way, they still have to scramble. The first bank, that they had to get a ton of gold in for that customer, and that means they might have had to buy it. I mean, who knows?
Correct. Also, there's this sort of plan going among the silver bugs out there to buy as much silver as you can get and just hold on to it right now.
When is that supposed to happen?
It's happening now. That's Max Kaiser's thing. And the idea there is to drive up the price of silver on the options expiration date, because these options, these contracts all expire on set days of the month.
The paper contracts. What are the contracts for?
That's the short position. So say silver's at $30 and you and I get together and you want to buy some silver. So you say, in 30 days, Sam, I'll pay you $100 if I can buy your silver in a month's time at $40.
But you don't have to buy it that way. You can just buy the silver and they claim they have it and they don't. It doesn't have to be a contract.
Yeah,
right?
You're basically buying insurance for if the cost of or the price of silver goes way up,
I see.
Then you can cash in.
We'll come back with more. We'd love your thoughts on this. 800-259-9231. Silver, you can bring up anything you want as well. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass
filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. In fact, one of those features are a lot of archives. We've got them all the way back to late 2006. You can click and get the last week's worth right at the front top page of the, I guess, the top of the entire website at freetalklive.com. They're always there for you. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to late 06. All of it for free, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They've got a 99.9% uptime guarantee. They also make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. More than 4,500 templates to choose from. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that web portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we're talking about the status of silver and what might happen as some of the market shenanigans, for lack of a better term, are going on out there. These government-approved banks have basically been screwing people over without, you know, anybody really knowing what's been going on up until just recently, as people who've been getting a little concerned about the supply of gold and silver have been looking to, well, take personal hold of their gold and silver and have discovered that the banks are being kind of slimy. Instead of just allowing people in to take a look at their product, they're delaying, they are making it difficult for people to get access, and then finally they'll reveal that they actually have the product. But they're being very suspicious about the whole thing. And Sam, you say there's more to this whole story.
Absolutely. So we kind of got sidetracked in the last segment. We were talking about the guys who went into the Canadian vault there to do an audit of their gold. They brought their auditors along, father and son. They had allocated accounts where it was supposed to be there.
And it wasn't there. They went in and
it was
nothing.
Not there. And what they found out, some of the other interesting things, is that there was some allocated silver there. The Eric Sprada, who created the PSLV, which is an ETF, where unlike the
traded fund,
yeah, unlike the SLV and GLD, where you buy the stock and you get a certain proportion of gold that they're supposed to keep and they don't, he actually does. And this is really kind of what
it's audited.
Off.
You mean like you
he actually
that?
Takes possession of the silver in when he started the fund. He
and he's got it in a vault somewhere.
He bought $542 million worth of silver, and some of this was in the vault. In Canada, where it's supposed to be, there was also a gold bullion fund.
Why were they holding his, but not the others?
Because he's a big, you know, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars versus their mm-hmm. probably millions of silver and gold. So there was some allocated gold and silver there. The other thing that was interesting for the what they called their working silver, they had, I believe, it was 40 100 ounce bars of silver. Zero 10-ounce bars, zero 1-ounce rounds, you know, zero of everything else. All they had was basically 4,000 or 40,000 ounces of silver in these big industrial-grade bars, mm-hmm. and that was their backup, or their, working silver. That
meaning that that's what was to fill all these empty accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
So like bankers have been doing since bankers have been around, they keep a certain amount of cash on hand and then they just loan out
the rest
of it. But this wasn't how this deal was supposed to work. You weren't supposed to put your money in this bank and then they do what they want with it. You were supposed to put it in there and you're paying for them to keep it in their vault. And they're doing whatever they want to do with mm-hmm. it, manipulating the currency, the silver market and all that.
Now, COMEX, which is the sort of company that runs the ETF and SLV funds, I believe, they, in a normal month, people taking physical possession, these are where they're buying the stocks, and eventually, if you want to, you can say, okay, I'm ready to cash out, send me my gold. Normally, a typical month's volume is 300,000 to 400,000 ounces of silver being of people taking physical possession.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, it was 4.2 million ounces.
You said from thousands to millions?
Yeah. Well, it was 300,000 to 400,000 is a typical month's volume.
Okay.
Last month, it was over 4 million.
So 10 times.
Ounces. 10 times.
Yeah. So here's, you know, this is perfect storm that's sort of brewing here. You've got...
The fact is, we know that... Lots of places don't have the silver they claim to have.
Right.
And
banks.
People, yes, banks,
commercial
liars.
Banks, Swiss banks, Canadian banks, U.S. banks.
Yes, banks all over the world are claiming to have silver they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
They've been lulled into a false sense of security that year after year after year, people generally don't come and get their silver from them. Right now, there's essentially a run on the bank when it comes to silver. And if you don't have your silver in your possession, you could very
you
well be left
silver.
Out in the cold. What's going to happen? To these banks, they're going to be left attempting to pay people off for the silver that they don't have, trying to come up with it from somewhere. Some people will accept cash, some people won't.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen? Who knows? It's not a good scenario. Will these banks essentially have to shut down? Will the central banks have to step in? Force these people to take dollars that they've printed out of thin air, inflated the currency. I mean, will this be the financial crisis? Is this the trigger?
Yeah, actually,
can they back down from this in any way? I mean, what kind of
How?
Other cards do they have up their sleeve?
Well,
manipulate things.
So what Chase is doing is offering huge cash settlements through COMEX, saying, "Oh no, you don't want your 100-ounce gold bar, you." You would much rather have this extra
here,
cash.
We'll pay you over spot price.
Exactly.
They don't have the money. I mean, they don't have the silver, right?
Exactly. So it's either, and in the case of J.P. Morgan, they're estimating that's like over $1 trillion. So you're talking a $1 trillion bailout secretly done to the commercials to prop them up on this, in which case you're really getting into hyperinflation.
Right. If the Federal Reserve decides to prop up J.P. Morgan Chase over this silver thing, how are you going to know?
You won't.
Right. Do they just print the money, give it to them, and nobody ever knows?
We'll just see the prices
going up. Allocate the numbers on a computer.
Yeah.
So there are three different places that I have seen come about this sort of back into this calculation of $400 an ounce silver. And that's where I think it's actually going. In one case, based on the guy claiming the CFTC that the paper market is 100 times multiples of 100 of the of the physical,
mm-hmm.
meaning they've created 100 ounces of paper silver for every one of real, he calculates that once you sort all of that out, the number they came up with was like $467 an ounce for silver. In the case of this other guy...
And if it gets to $460 an ounce, that means the dollar is going to be worth S at that point.
Pretty much, right? Yeah. You're getting into, like, you know, that's going to probably trigger financial ramifications and economic collapse, and it will make it very apparent that the dollar is dead. And that's why the commercials have been in there doing all of these shorts and so forth. In another case, a guy looked at the options on gold and the price of gold, the options on silver and the price of silver, and he backed into a number of $426 an ounce. So you have two different sources looking at two completely different examples and backing into the same $400 an ounce.
What about gold? What are the speculations about that?
Yeah, I hear a number of different things.
That's all we're talking about here. Speculation.
I think gold is it will do well, but I think the real play is in silver because there's such a massive short position.
It's reachable for most people. I mean, the average person who's working. We've talked, Mark, about how Midas Resources is one of the kind of the teammates on the show here. They run our network, the Genesis Communications Network. Are they still offering their lockdown, their basically their layaway plan?
Yes. If you say, I want to buy now, then you go in and if you do layaway, you're going to want to call the telephone number at gold.freetalklive.com. They've got a telephone number there.
Yeah.
But at the moment that you say, I want to buy, then... You know, that's
they lock in that price. They lock in the amount you want to buy, and they lock in that price. And so then, you know, somebody that's working that can save 10-30% of their paycheck or whatever amount they feel comfortable saving can buy silver. It's easy to do that at the current price it is today, whereas gold,
right.
It's not within the average person's reach. And so because of that, there'd be more demand for it if things go crazy.
Yeah, and in fact, imports of gold into Asia are up by a factor of 5. Right now. So gold is looking good, too. I think silver, though, is a much better play.
All right. We'll come back with more. Your thoughts as well are welcome at 800-259-9231. What are you doing about the financial situation? It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age, your income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoyed this show, you can support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can, for as little as $3 a month, support this program, help get us on more radio stations around the country. We just got a brand new station, FM Talk Station. I can't say where quite yet. All right, Louisiana, but I can't say any more than that, which is great news. So that's coming on. They're coming on board, and more will come soon, I'm sure, because of listeners like you who are giving $3 a month to Free Talk Live. We reinvest that into the show by industry advertising, and we go to a couple conventions a year, typically, to schmooze with the industry bigwigs. And so your $3 a month really makes a difference. It brings new ears to the ideas of freedom and financial responsibility as well, which we've been talking about silver so far this hour. But sometimes you just got to carry the groceries back. What do you do in that case, Mark?
Well, that's when you get a Totasack. TOTASAK.US. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's a retail grocery bag carrier. It handles a heck of a lot more than you can. It's made out of completely 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. Go check it out. You have to see this this item to really understand what it is, and you really have to use it to understand its utility. It's Totasack, TOTASAK, no C in Totasack, .us, and go get yourself a family pack. You'll be really surprised at how useful you find this. Totasack.us.
All right, so we're going to continue here. By the way, Sam, Mark bought some for as a Christmas gift for our co-host. So you're welcome to take a couple Totasacks.
Thank you. I'm going to get a couple.
Yeah. All right. So Totasack.com. Oh, Totasack.us. Excuse me.
Yeah, Totasack.us.
Later tonight, Mark, we've got a two-pack that we're going to give away. So stay tuned for that. All right. 800-259-9231. So we've been talking about silver here so far tonight, and we want to get your thoughts. Dino's on the line in Japan. Dino, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. On to that, I've been following this this drive to buy silver here, and what I found out here in Japan, and also learned this from a few websites for trying to buy silver, is that it's very difficult to get silver outside of the United States.
Really?
And, Yeah. Actually, my wife, she went into a couple of Japanese websites and even made calls to places that sold gold and silver. You can buy gold at, you know, per bullion an ounce, or per bullion or per ounce, but you can only buy silver at 30 kilograms. And, of course, they don't say ounce in Japan. It's a metric system here. But you can only buy 30 kilograms at a time of silver.
So 30 kilograms is a lot.
Are those the 400-ounce investment bars?
That's about 1,000. I'm looking at the conversion right now. It's 1,058 ounces of silver. And I had actually read this on an American website. So I had to go all the way around to buy silver from America, and every company that I've dealt with and I've been wanting to deal with would not take a credit card. They won't trade plastic for silver. They'll take currency, but they won't take plastic. So I had to go get a international postal money order and send it to one of the sponsors of Alex Jones's show. But
you mean Midas Resources?
Midas Resources, exactly.
Yeah, they sponsor it. Yeah, we actually, they're the people that are behind the Genesis Communications Network, and that's where we do our radio show as well. So if you're going to buy from Midas, you can actually go through gold.freetalklive.com, and you can just grab it right there.
Same folks.
Okay.
If you buy it through gold.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale.
Just as does Alex, if you go through Alex's site. Well, yeah. I don't know how that works exactly with them, but...
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's pretty much the same way where I have to send a snail mail international postal money order, which of course takes at least a week to get to America, and then it takes about another.
I have never done that. I don't know if they've changed their rules, but the last time I bought from Midas, I think I just cut them a check out of my checkbook.
Yeah, it's usually checks. They usually take paper and not plastic. But there's another point I wanted to bring up.
I'm sorry, just to point out, I see Visa, MasterCard, and American Express logos on their website.
Yeah, but there's international credit cards versus U.S.-only credit cards, and they may not be tied into that system or something.
I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, definitely take a look. Go to gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember buying, when I bought from Midas, I bought on a credit card.
With Ted maybe during the news break or something, Mark? And
if I can get him on
the
phone.
He's usually around this early, I think. So Ted's the guy that owns Midas Resources. He's the guy behind the whole situation. So anyway, I know we kind of got off on a tangent there. You were saying you had to go to an American dealer, in this case Midas, to get your hands on some actual physical gold and silver as opposed to just, you know, walking down the street to a pawn shop or ordering from somewhere in Japan.
That's correct. And so I'll do that route. I'll take that route because I don't have the money for 1,000 ounces of silver.
Sure. No, I don't either.
Yeah, and from what I understand, well, from my understanding, let me say, it seems as though to me that they're basically cornering the market outside of America for those that have the money to do that. And that's just my speculation. Hmm. But there's something else I wanted to bring up with Sam, and I wanted to ask him a question. Do you think that the same system they use with fractional reserve banking, and it's not so much a question of do you think, because I read this on Zero Hedge. I don't know if you follow Zero Hedge.
Sometimes, yeah.
Blog, which is a financial blog.
I was just reading it yesterday.
And they say that the same, what do they call it? God, I forget the system that they use. The financial reserve system, or oh god, what's the name of that?
Derivatives
system?
Or the options?
Where you put where every dollar that is put in or given out, they've got a or they
Where the banks hold $1 for every 100 they lend. That's fractional reserve. That's what
fractional reserve is. What I was getting at. Yes, and I'm hearing from Zero Hedge that this is what they're doing with actual physical gold and silver.
Oh, well, absolutely. Sam, you just said earlier tonight that the bank, somebody, I don't know who it was that calculated this, but the estimate is that there are 100 paper ounces of gold and silver for every one real ounce. That's what you're talking about, right, Dino? That kind of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and absolutely, yes. That's true. And if you go on YouTube and search silver 100 to 1 or something like that, there's a guy, I think it's like Sergeant Bullion 007 is the account. He puts out some great videos. He's actually got the video recording of a guy that I believe is the chairman of the CFTC. That's the board that regulates all the commodities and so forth. And he's the one that admitted in a public hearing that the paper is trading at multiples of 100 to the physical market.
Okay.
So it's absolutely, yes.
So if you don't have your gold or silver in a place where you physically can inspect it,
you're not going to get it.
You are a fool, basically,
yeah.
Right?
It's not going to be good.
And the other
thing... Can I get that web address again, please, for your...
gold.freetalklive.com. It'll actually take you to Midas Resources, but it takes you through our little portal, our little door entryway, and that you can order gold, both gold and silver through that link. And also a great book, which is called, thank you, Dino, appreciate the call tonight, and also a great book called Dishonest Money.
And it'll explain to you how this whole Federal Reserve system works and how it's all connected together. It's frightening stuff.
And the one thing I didn't get to mention in the last three segments that we've covered this is the wholesale suppliers are running out. Now, it's still available at retail, like Ampex, if you go there, or Midas, they still have it in possession. But the wholesalers that they're buying it from, it's getting very hard to come by. So in some cases, the premium over spot price is going up. In other cases, delivery is being delayed out several weeks. And, you know, that really adds some urgency to what's going on, because all of these people are taking physical possession, because there's all of these derivatives that have been created, and because the news is getting out that, you know, this is a big scam, that people are going to lose their shirts. There's some urgency to this, and I think we're going to see some major, major moves in silver over the next month or two.
Let's continue with your thoughts. Jeremy's in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Jeremy in Rhode Island is gone. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still two hours of show remaining here, so plenty of time for you to get your thoughts in. If you've got some insights perhaps on the silver thing, maybe there's something we've missed. I mean, certainly we've covered a lot in the last hour, but by all means, it's not been comprehensive. There's some crazy news out there, actually, that I saw on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Somebody took the time to submit this over at freetalklive.com. You can do that, too. But just crazy news about what's happening in one city here in this country where they are going to be cracking down on sales of gold and silver. And it's just nuts. We'll give you the details on exactly what that entails here in a moment. Especially if you're under the age of 21, you're not going to be in good shape in this city. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, more Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome on anything you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. And one more time, if you want to order some gold and silver, you can certainly go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can get them both there through our friends over at Midas Resources. That's gold.freetalklive.com. More Free Talk Live coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.